China's government claims it's managed to slow the spread of the virus outside the epicentre Hubei, with the number of new infections declining. But Beijing's claims of openness and transparency are being undermined by the disappearance of two independent journalists in Wuhan. It's also been revealed the country's leader, Xi Jinping, chaired a meeting about the outbreak in early January, but declined to tell the public about it until weeks later. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
In the Chinese capital, melting snow and warmer days, a sign the end of China's winter of anxiety and fear may be in sight. That's the message China's government is pushing, claiming that outside of the epicentre Hubei province, there are fewer and fewer new coronavirus infections. Despite this, Beijing is now ramping up the quarantine measures. A security guard taking temperatures at the entrance of a housing compound tells AM anyone who now comes to the capital from anywhere must self-isolate for 14 days. In parts of Hubei, local governments are increasingly anxious to outdo each other on quarantine measures, sealing off compounds, ordering people not to leave their homes, and using increasing force for those who defy the orders. Over the weekend, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said China's being open with the world about the virus.
In the spirit of openness and transparency, we promptly notified the world about the outbreak and shared the genetic sequence of the virus. We have been working closely with the World Health Organization. China has effectively curbed the spread of the outbreak beyond our borders.
But China's leader Xi Jinping has used state media to reveal he first ordered action on the outbreak on January the 7th, 2 weeks before health authorities publicly confirmed human-to-human transmission. Government media reports at the time omitted any mention that Mr. Xi was addressing the virus threat, prompting questions if it was already serious enough to warrant the Chinese president's attention. Why didn't he tell the public at the time? There are also fears for two independent journalist vloggers who travelled to Wuhan to document the outbreak. Both have disappeared. As the death toll in Hubei continues to rise, there are also questions about whether Xi Jinping will go ahead with a massive political meeting in just over 2 weeks. More than 3,000 delegates from across China are supposed to travel to Beijing and meet for 10 days. An independent commentator, Wu Qiang, says the new very restrictive measures in Beijing, forcing every returnee to quarantine themselves, is likely a sign Xi Jinping still wants the political congress to go ahead.
If they cancel, it would be a serious political setback. The economy and people's normal lives have already been stalled. This would show Xi Jinping has made mistakes and isn't able to control the situation.
Whether Xi Jinping cancels or goes ahead with the National People's Congress will be a real test of what's most important in China, containing the outbreak or politics. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.